Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Dalid Omud Beis. We're the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end of Simen Shin Aleph. And we begin at the last few words of Pei Dalid Omud Aleph with Sif Mem Aleph. We talked yesterday about wearing a hat on Shabbos. Is it a problem of Ohel or not, if it's a wide-brimmed hat? So the Mechaber continues today at the beginning of Sif Mem Aleph, and he writes, Lotzeis b'Shabbos, b'kova sheberosho, ha'osri l'hogim b'pnei achama. If a person goes out with a hat on Shabbos, then his purpose is to go and protect himself from the sun. So there is an opinion, this is brought down according to the Gears of Rashi and the Ran. Yesh misha oser, mishum d'chayshinun, shiag bienu haruach meirosho, v'osin lasui dalet amos b'shusarabim. There is an opinion that says that you can't go and wear such a hat because we're concerned that the wind will come and blow it off, and when you go and get it, you'll come and carry it. Dalet amos b'shusarabim. Again, we spoke yesterday, we're talking here where it's not a concern of Ohel. We're talking about a hat that either is not so wide-rimmed or it is not of a hard material and therefore it can bend. In any event, this Machmir opinion says you can't wear such a hat because it could get blown off unless Elohim Kenhu Mahudok Berosha. You have to really have it tightly fit and snug on your head that it can't be easily blown off in a normal wind. Or alternatively, Oshu Amok, it's a very deep hat, and your head goes quite deep into it. Again, it won't blow off. Shirosho Nichnas L'socha, your head goes well enough into the hat. Vein HaRuach Yocho LaFrido Mirosho, and the wind can't physically, under normal wind circumstances, blow it off your head. Alternatively, Oshu Kosho Biritsua Tachas Grono, or it has some sort of a strap, a string around it, that it connects underneath your chin, and therefore you're wearing it as a tightly fitting hat because it's connected to you with this string. In all of these situations, the Bahachi Leka Lemechash Lemide, you don't have to be concerned about anything, that the wind will blow it off in these situations, and that you'll come to carry it down at Amos Birshus HaRabim. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Kuf Nun Gimel explains, Lafuke Stam Kova She'odim Nosa Rosho, as opposed to a normal hat that a person wears on his head, and we don't have to be concerned, Ein Lochush Diyase Lasuye Dalet Amos, you're going to come to carry a Dalet Amos in the Shusarabim, Debevadai Lo Yelech Begilui Harosh, because the normal hat that a person wears is the only hat that he's wearing, and if that hat blows off, so he'll go and pick it up, there's no problem in you picking it up in the Shusarabim and putting it on your head, and we're not concerned that you'll walk Dalet Amos with a normal hat that's not being worn in addition to something else, because here you're not going to walk with an uncovered head, Dalet Amos, and therefore there's no concern. But the hat that we're talking about, that we say Yesh Misha Oser over here, is purely for the sun. It's to protect you from the sun, and therefore you have something else underneath you. This hat over here that we're talking about, this sun protection over here, was put on top of your regular kova katan, your yarmulke, or whatever else you're wearing on your as your head covering, and therefore, if that blows off, we are concerned that you'll pick it up, and while you're picking it up, you'll walk Dalet Amos b'shus harabim. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Umizeh nilmod duha din kovoim shalanu. From here, we can learn the halacha today by us, with our yarmulkes. Im nosi osam b'shus harabim, al kova katan kinog. If you're wearing a hat above your yarmulke, Yesh lizar sheimuhudok arosho. You should make sure that it's tightly fitting onto your head, because otherwise we do have a concern if you're walking in a place without an eruv, shema yipo, the hat may come off. You have a yarmulke on, so we're not worried that you're going to not walk Dalet Amos with your head uncovered. You have a yarmulke on. So then we are concerned that you'll come to carry the hat, vosalasuye Dalet Amos, and you'll be over here carrying in a rishus harabin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'chein bebreitel." This breitel in Tirgum 1, he says, is kova bal shulayim rechavim v'rakim. It's some sort of a hat, and has a wide, soft, long bottom part to it. Shaminog b'olahaka, that you can be makel to wear such a hat. V'chanal im no se kova katan tachtav. However, if you're wearing a yarmulke underneath it, yizor shlo yetsa bo b'shus harabim. You should be careful not to go out into a real b'shus harabim over here, because the horse toma ainu mahuda, because this type of a breitel, this type of a hat, again, is not normally tightly fitting to the head, and has a chance that it could be blown off. Or b'vadei chayshinon, you certainly have to be concerned, bo dilma noflo v'yosel asuya, that it will blow off, and you'll come to carry it dalet amos b'shus harabim, kimish lo yeh begilui rosh. Since we're no concern over here, since you're wearing the yarmulke underneath it, that you'll walk without your head being covered. So therefore, in these situations, it's somewhat of a paradox. If you're wearing a yarmulke, then you have to be concerned about the hat. If you're not wearing a yarmulke, then you don't have to be concerned about the hat, because if you're wearing a yarmulke, then your head is covered. So you might walk Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim by accident. But if your head is not covered because you're only wearing a single hat, so then as soon as it's blown off, you'll go and put it on, but you won't walk Dalet Amos and carry it. So again, it's a little bit of a paradox. The Mishnah Berurah says the Taz brings down Mashma Dafilu Chutz LeEruv. Even if you're talking about here, not within a Eruv, Yesh LaHachmir B'Zeh. One should be Machmir in this situation. Vayin LeKamen Simin Shin Gimel Siv Yudches. But Mashu Kasavdush from Mishnah Berurah over there in that Simin will discuss things that are not allowed to be worn even within an Eruv when you are not allowed to wear them if there is no Eruv. So we'll wait till we get to that to discuss this further. Dishu foot number 106 brings down Misha Holach Bakova Echara Rosho Vinofalowakova. Somebody has a single hat on his head and it falls off. So Ravazan Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi brings down Yochol Lahavio Ulanicho Rosho. There is no problem in picking it up in the Shus HaRabim and putting it on your head. That's not called carrying. Kivin Shebahag Bozu Enu Metaltel Elapochus Miarba Amos Rishus HaRabim. Because there is no issur in picking something up in the Shus HaRabim if you don't walk Dalet Amos. And here you're going to have to put it on your head because you can't walk Dalet Amos because your head is uncovered. And he says likewise, Ein Locho Shemo Mitoch Shemetaltelo Yovo Letaltelo Yosef Dalet Amos. And we don't make a gzer over here that maybe you'll come to walk anyway because you're not. We don't have to be concerned about this, because the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't have a head on, we don't worry about walking Dalet Amos, B'Shus HaRabim, or any place, because a person won't walk B'Gilui HaRosh. Dishu 107 brings down, Mash Yesh Mekilim Lotzes Bekova, Gam Shelov Shemitacht of Kippa. He says, nowadays, many people are, in fact, not concerned about wearing a hat on top of a yarmulke. So how come? So he brings down from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. Sha'osim kach, people aren't concerned, machmas shesomchim alo eruv. That's because there is an eruv over there which they may not normally use, but they're relying upon it that if the hat were to come off and they would forget themselves and carry dalet amos b'shus harabim, therefore there really is no concern. Ulefikach, therefore, b'mokum she'ein eruv. But if you're walking in a place that doesn't have an eruv, then ein lahokil. He says you shouldn't wear a hat and a yarmulke. Unless hakova muhudok heitiv lerosh, unless the hat is very tightly fitting to your head, in a way shein motzui sharuach tagbienu, that the wind won't blow it off. So people walk in places that there's no air. If you're walking in a real public area, so then if you're wearing a hat and a yarmulke, so you have to make sure that the hat is very tightly attached to your head. How do we define tightly attached to your head? So nissan karu lishlita brings down shitzar shiyuchal akova lamod al rosh beruach hametsuya ba'osamokum. The hat has to stay firmly attached to your head, even in a normal wind for that place. Uba osa on bashana for that time of the year. So it may be perfectly good in the summer, but not good in the winter, or vice versa. So then that's not considered a problem as long as it's in the season that you're in right now. It's considered tightly attached to your head. And he adds shitzar shiyeh muhudok l'roshu b'shir zeh. He says it has to be well enough attached to your head for a normal wind in that time, even if right now there is no normal wind blowing. He says, however, if you're going out in a hurricane, you're going out in a very strong wind, so it's not enough to say, well, it normally would be tight enough on my head in a normal wind, but you have to have it tight enough in the wind that currently exists if it's more than a normal wind. Sif Mem Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hamot say tfilin b'Shabbos b'Bizoyon. If a person walking out on Shabbos and he sees a pair of tefillin that's lying there in disgrace, in a place where it's not being watched or protected, so if there's a concern over here that the goyim are going to attack him or hurt him, because the goyim said anybody that's carrying a pair of tefillin or wearing tefillin is going to be in a lot of trouble, so then you can't go and wear them on Shabbos, which we'll see is an eitzah that we're going to suggest in a moment. So if you're walking in a place where it's dangerous to wear tefillin in public, so then what should you do with this found pair of tefillin that's lying there in disgrace? Mechasim v'holiklo. You should try to cover it up if you can, and then keep on walking. You don't have to be concerned about it. It's not your problem. However, the main sakona, this isn't a time of shmad where the goyim are going and attacking us or persecuting us for wearing tefillin. So you could technically put on the tefillin with no risk to yourself. So if this tefillin that you found has ritzuos on it, which is an indication, shebekach nikar shem tefillin velo kaneos, this is an indication that this is a real pair of tefillin and not an amulet that was made in the form of tefillin. They sometimes would do that as an amulet, but here they wouldn't put ritzuos on an amulet. So if you find the pair of tefillin that has ritzuos on it, has the straps on it, so then the mestam is a real kosher pair of tefillin. So then in this situation where there is no shmad, the goyim aren't going to persecute you or attack you for wearing these tefillin, then kishura shiochel lavshan, and the ritzuas are on the tefillin, that you can in fact put on the tefillin in the normal way the tefillin are worn. So then that's what you should do. Machnisin zug derech levisha. Then if there's multiple pairs of tefillin, it's only one, you just put it on. But if there are multiple pairs of tefillin, you put one on at a time, the shayad and the shorosh, in the normal way that the shayad and the shorosh are worn, and you bring them in, you wear them in, achshiachnisin kulan, until you bring them into the house, the protected area, you go back, get the next pair, you go back, get the next pair, until they're all brought in this fashion. Now, v'imhayu rabim, if there are too many pairs of tefillin over here, that you won't be able to do this, shelo yaspik lelovsha nulachnisin zug zug, even if you take them in this way, one pair at a time, you're still going to have tefillin out there till after Shabbos is over. So then in this situation, it would be preferable, yachshich aleim ad halayla, stay there with the tefillin until nightfall, v'yavim, and then afterwards you can carry them all in. Vim yori lahachshib b'nei listen, if you're scared to stay out there for so long because of robbers at night, molichim pachos midalad amos. Another eitz would be that you can move them less than dalad amos. That's not an isser of carrying. The isser of carrying in the Rishus HaRabim is dalad amos. So move them three amos, stop. Three amos, stop. Three amos and stop. And that would be one eitz to get them from the place where it's dangerous to the place where it's more protected. Alternatively, or you can transfer them to another person, like a bucket brigade. Again, the issur of carrying in a Rishus HaRabim is dalet amos, to move it and transfer from one person to another, but not have one person move it dalet amos is technically allowed. So therefore, in this eitz over here, you do a bucket brigade, or one person passes it to another person, then even back to the first person, etc., until you get to a place where it's protected, to the outer courtyard, and this way you won't be over the issur of carrying on Shabbos, and yet you'll protect the tefillin. Now, that was a mouthful. We said quite a bit over there. Now, let's go back to look at the Mishnah Berurah, and let's look first at Sif Katan Kuf Nun Hey. The Mishnah Berurah says that the rabbi said if there's danger, they didn't make a requirement for you to go and carry it, and you can just leave it there, cover it up. Why don't we give the suggestion over here, instead of wearing it, just move it three amos and stop, three amos and stop, because the Mishnah Berurah says the same danger would apply. If the goyim see you carrying it, even three amos, they may kill you, they may persecute you. Or the kameh, as we'll suggest later on in this sif, as we did already, that you can, in a place where it's not dangerous, carry it less than dalet amos. The kishiyagishu bo osi l'dei sakana, because if the goyim find you, it would lead to a sakana, even if you're not carrying it or wearing it, but you're just carrying it less than dalet amos at a time. Siv katan kuf nun vav, shem tefillin v'lo kamein, that we're talking here when it has straps that are usable straps, so it's clearly a kosher pair of tefillin and not an amulet. The ein bahen ritzuos, because if this tefillin alone, the boxes are just there without the ritzuos, then we could suggest aminun d'shemo kameinen. Maybe these are amulets and not real tefillin. The tarach adam leformim lasos kameya can't tell them, because people sometimes would make a kameya in the form of tefillin in the hopes it would be more powerful. The nafkamina, the practical ramifications of this, she'ein tzorech lishomron u'lahachshik aleim klal. You don't have to stay there by the amulet and protect it, even though you can't wear it, obviously, and you don't have to go and stay there and wait till after nightfall to go and bring it in. Dishfut number 108 says, how come we don't have to be concerned about the words of Kodesh that are inside the amulet over here? Why is that not a problem? So he brings that from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, that in lo yachshich aleim ein baze elegram mechika. If your concern is that maybe somebody will take it and erase it and destroy it, or get ruined in the rain, or whatever it may be, if you don't do anything and stay there, so you didn't cause it to be destroyed. It destroyed by itself. Shein asur me Torah. That's not an issur in the Torah, and therefore the rabbis didn't suggest over here that you have to wait there. Lekach lo hitrichu chachamim laham timshom ad shiachshich. You don't have to make you wait. The rabbis didn't make you wait there until after it's nightfall, when you can carry it home, because you're not actually doing anything with your hands. It's just allowing it to happen, but you're doing a passive act, so to say. You're doing nothing, and therefore the rabbis will not go there, that you have to stay there till nightfall in this situation. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ayin and Sim and Yud Aleph in the Morgan Avraham, Shekosav dibizmanenu in motzi lasos kamei kein tefillin. Nowadays we don't make amulets in the form of tefillin, and therefore, alken afilu be'elu, she'en lam ritzuos, if you'd find the pair of tefillin, the boxes, without the ritzuos, tzorech ha'koparim l'shom l'hachshech lehem, then you would have to stay there, and at least stay there till dark, if you're scared to go and bring them in any other way that is halachically permissible. Siv cotton kufin and zayin, the straps are attached to it. Rosh Loma, Shibirosh Yesh Kesh Sarosh, the Sharosh has its knot. The Chaim Bishol Yad, Kesh Shol Yad, Mesuka and Kiroi. They have the normal knots that they normally have, Lefimi Daso, and according to the proper shear, Vlogoli Yosir, are not excessively large, that you would not be able to wear it. And this way, if it's a normal pair of tefillin, Shihei Yachol Lelov, sure, you could put it on your hand and your arm in the normal way, and therefore that's what you should do. then ainah kashurus. But if the straps are not tied on, ubishabas halo also lasos kashur. You're not allowed to make a knot. So the straps are there, but they're not tied on, so you can put it on your head, and you're not allowed to make a knot on Shabbos. Mkain lo yuchal achlis and derech levisha zug zug. Then you can't bring it in this fashion. So then, what should you do? So lahamtin atshetechshach ulaviyam. Then you have to wait there till dark to protect them, and then bring them in after Shabbos is over. Siv cotton kufin and ches, you bring them in pair at a time. Wrote to Lomar, Tilin echo shoyad, alayad, vichain echo shorosh, alarosh. You put on one shoyad, one shorosh, and bring them in. And machnis ad mokom mishtamer vicholis. And you bring it into a place that's protected, you take it off over there, and now you go back and get the other pairs. Vyachakach chozu machnis beofen ze zug acher. And you keep on doing this until all the pairs are brought in. After kaim alon Shabbos loves mantilin. Oh, wait a second, how are you allowed to wear these tefillin? Shabbos is not mantilin. Nevertheless, we call mokum kidero shulovish mechol lav b'chal masui. Even though you may not be obligated to wear them over here, but this is not being carried; it's being worn, and it's considered over here not a machsui, but elotachshit, like an adornment for you. What about Baal Tosef? Yeah, Baal Tosef, ain't over. Likewise, it's not a problem about Tosef. Kiven the Eino Mechavi B'Levishasu L'Shei Mitzvah. You are only over Baal Tosef if you intend to do something that is not an additional, not a mitzvah, and you're making an additional mitzvah. Here, you're not making an additional mitzvah wearing tefillin on Shabbos. You're protecting the tefillin, and therefore it's allowed. Then he brings down from the Morgan of Rome, because of the Morgan of Rome, the Isha Motzi's tefillin Asur L'Achlisim B'Shabbos Abderuch Malbush. If a woman would define the tefillin, she can't wear it in like a man would. Because the Kivan, the Ein Regila Nichon B'Chol, since women don't wear tefillin on the weekdays, Havile Masu L'Gabo, according to the Morgan of Rome, this would be carrying and not wearing. However, there are those that disagree with the Morgan of Rome. V'yesh me'achron m'cholkim alov, usfirulahu. They hold that the kivan de midino de gemora ein aleim iser b'zeh. Since women are not forbidden to wear tefillin, rak l'chatchila ein nochul lanichon, but we pass that women should not wear tefillin. They can't take upon themselves to wear tefillin like they can do other mitzvahs, sasheshes man groma. Tefillin, they shouldn't do that, but it's technically not osur if they do. Therefore, these other achronim that argue with the Morgan of Rome say, lo mikri masur l'gaba. It's not considered carrying, it is considered wearing it if a woman were to do this, and a woman could do this, according to these other achronim. And he says, "Ayin l'shara melech perikutes miuchos Shabbos shemotz b'shituk saviav da rivid of Rashba cholkim azeh." This is actually a machlokus of the rivid and the Rashba. Old kasa of the Morgan Rome shitaso. The Morgan Rome further says, according to his opinion, that women can't do this. Likewise, the imyotze isha b'talis mitzuyetzis. If a woman went out with a perfectly kosher talis gadol. And a talis shalmitzah, a real talis with has tzitzis on it. Shein regilin lofshad. Again, women do not have the custom to wear and should not wear a talis, even though min hadin it wouldn't be forbidden for them. Kim l'shem mitzvah v'ad. The only reason we wear such a talis is l'shem mitzvah, not for protection from the warmth, for warmth, etc. Then chayev is chatas. Such a woman would be considered carrying daraisa u'bichayev chatas according to the Magen Avraham. The kivin the inisha regilin leilchel b'talis because they're heavy masal gabba. Since women don't normally wear a talis, so in this situation she may be technically wearing it, but in halach it's called carrying, and if this was in a rishus harab, she'd be chayav achatos. And he says, v'gam b'zeh yishchok in love, the same achronim that argue with the tefillin, with the Magen Avraham, would argue as well with the Magen Avraham regarding the talis. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Nun Tes, there were too many pairs of tefillin that lo yaspik, you wouldn't have time to bring them all in. Hainu, kivan shem ba'od yom b'lav hochi lo yaspik u'es lo v'kulan, since under normal circumstances you won't be able to bring them all in, so you're going to still have some out there, so then lo yilbosh klal, then don't take advantage of wearing some of them in, just stay there, yamtin ad sham ad halayla v'yishmen v'yivim, stay there till nightfall, make sure that they're protected, and then you bring them all in after Shabbos is over. Sif Mem Gimel, Mechaber writes, Hamotzi Sefer Torah B'Sod, if you find the Sefer Torah out in the field, Im Eino Shas Sakon, again, if the Goyim aren't persecuting you, Yoshevu Meshamro, you can stay there by the Sefer Torah, Umeshamro, and watch it over there, Umachshalov, and stay there till dark, and then you'll take it in after Shabbos is over. The Ramah adds, from the Rambam, Loshon Rambam, Ubesakon, in times of persecution, Manicho V'Holichlo, then you don't have to stay there, you're not mechuyav to give up your life to protect the Sefer Torah, and you go away, because if they find you with the Sefer Torah, they'll kill you. The Mechaber continues, if it's raining and the Sefer Torah is going to get destroyed. So here's another Eitzah. Mis'atev ba'or, go and put the Sefer Torah, so to say, on you as a protective garment. It's now like functioning as a raincoat. V'choz mechaso, so, and put another raincoat on top of it, v'nichlas bo. And now it's considered as if you're wearing it in, and that would be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Kuf Samach, shetiskal kal Sefer Torah, if the rain is going to ruin the Sefer Torah, heitiru lo l'satev, the rabbis permitted you to go and wear it as a garment over here. V'choz mechaso, and you can put your overcoat over that and wear it in this fashion. This is considered the cover of the Sefer Torah. Shlo tiskalkel b'gshamim, shouldn't get ruined in the rain. Dishavu number 110 says, why don't they just suggest that you should carry it pachos midalad amos? And this way, like we said with the tefillin, it's not a problem. So there's Sameach Zatzal brings down Shabofen Zeh Omnam Yuchal Losesel B'Shus HaRabin. That would be good for carrying it in the B'Shus HaRabin, less than Dalad Amos. However, how are you going to get it into the house? You can't throw it in with a shino because you're not allowed to throw a Sefer Torah. So it's still going to be stuck out there in the rain outside, and therefore you'd have a problem. Therefore, the Mechaber suggested this very unusual thing of wearing the Sefer Torah, so to say, as like a cloak over you and putting your cloak over the Sefer Torah to protect you and the Sefer Torah from the rain. That concludes today's shiur.